If you're a high school senior planning to go to college in the fall, this time of year, you're probably checking your mailbox or email to see where you might have gotten into college. But if you live in California and you want to stay close to home, you might be among the many students who may be disappointed. State universities there are turning away thousands of eligible students. Enter nearby out-of-state schools that are opening their doors. Vanessa Roncagno from member station KQED explains what's going on.
Danny Holton was a good student in high school. He was in AP classes, he was in the environmental club, in the homecoming court, and athlete of the year. Holton had a 3.85 GPA. It wasn't the 4.6 some of his classmates had, but still, he felt good about his college prospects.
Why would you not want me on your campus? Like, I just lift people up, I get good grades, I'm interested in school, like, I'm involved.
Holton had his eye on the UCs, the University of California at Davis, San Diego, and Irvine. But his number one school was a state university, Cal Poly. He loved how friendly people were there. He was excited to turn in his applications.
You know, my whole high school career, it kind of led up to this point, you know, getting the acceptance letters from Cal Poly and UCs.
Then the letters started coming in.
And I was rejected. They just kept coming. It was like the same letter, you know, San Diego, Davis, Irvine.
Cal Poly didn't let him in either.
No wait list. It felt like I wasn't even close.
So many California students have shared that disappointment recently. As the state's population grows and increasing numbers of high school grads meet college eligibility requirements, more and more qualified CSU and UC applicants have to compete for limited space.
When you see your kid up at midnight doing papers for AP and really working hard, yeah, you kind of would like all that extra work to pay off in some way.
That's Danny's dad, John.
Even if you do everything right, you still can't get into the UCs.
So we just don't have enough seats. That's a big problem.
Londe Ajose runs California Competes, an organization that advocates for higher ed policies that increase access. Last year, the CSU system turned away over 30,000 eligible students. And UC turned more than 10,000 eligible applicants away from their schools of choice, instead referring them to the only campus with space, UC Merced. Only about 100 of those said they planned to enroll. At a speech in March, marking the University of California system's 150th anniversary, UC President Janet Napolitano called for public investment to meet the growing demand and fulfill the state's original mission.
At the time of the university's establishment in 1868, no other institution resembled what early Californians had in mind for their university. A top-notch higher education institution accessible to all who qualify academically, regardless of their income or their background.
As Danny Holton's rejection letters piled up, he was grateful for his backup plan. His college counselor had urged him to apply to a few out-of-state schools, and the news from outside California was better.
When I got my acceptance from ASU, that was awesome. Then I got a letter from the dean with like a certificate with my name on it saying, like, hey, welcome to ASU.
Not only did Arizona State University welcome Holton, they offered him a lot of money, $54,000, or about half his tuition for 4 years. Holton and his family figured ASU would end up costing less than a California school. It's a calculation growing numbers of California families are making. Since 2002, Arizona State University has seen a more than 200% increase in California student enrollment. According to the U.S. Department of Education, in 2014, more than 36,000 California freshmen enrolled at out-of-state schools. Here's Londe Ajose from California Competes again.
Those are bright and talented students. Those are students whose families are here in the state. Those are students who then may or may not return home.
Holton is happy he's at ASU. He has another 2 years of college to decide what he'll do next. But the longer he stays in Arizona, the harder it gets to leave.
I just have the connections here. Like, this is where I am now. I'd call it my home.
If young people like Danny don't come back to California, policy experts predict there will be a problem. By 2030, an estimated 40% of jobs in the state will require at least a bachelor's degree. And California's not turning out nearly enough. Ajose says it's not just about the economy. College grads are more likely to be civically engaged.
But it also matters for the kinds of communities we want to live in.
UC President Janet Napolitano is calling on chancellors to graduate more students in 4 years, clearing the way for new students, and advocating for a policy that would guarantee admission to qualified community college transfer students. Meanwhile, CSU trustees approved policy changes to redirect eligible applicants to campuses with space instead of rejecting them outright. They're all efforts to push California to live up to its promise of access that helped make one of the greatest higher ed systems in the world. For Here and Now, I'm Vanessa Rancagno.